Hey folks, Faz here. I wanted to say at the start, don't worry, despite the title, I'm not currently burned out or anything like that. Well, I say or anything like that. I've come pretty close to burnout, but I'm not currently burned out because of some changes I have made. So I wanted to talk about that and just the kind of general status of Fazmed SMR, give you a bit of an update, what the future looks like, things like that. So, like I said, recently I've come kind of close to burnout. I've always been someone who's really susceptible to burning out on things because I will tend to get really, really into something for a while. I'll be hyper-focused on it and it will consume all of me and it will take up all of my time and energy and attention. And then one day I'll realize, oh, I've run out of energy for this thing now and I never want to touch it again. And at the start of this, you know, ASMR thing, that kind of happened a little bit. But I knew from the beginning that I really didn't want to burn out on this. I wanted to keep it going long term. So I said to myself, if I felt the signs of burnout at any point, I would, you know, make sure to relax things a little, not go so hard. Instead of going and going and going and going and then suddenly collapsing, imploding, whatever, I would try and slow it down first, so that, you know, I could give myself time to recover while still making stuff and then get back up to speed. So last month in October, I said, and I updated my schedule post with this, that I would be reducing my output a little bit. Prior to that month, I had tried to release 3 things a week, 2 things on YouTube and 1 Patreon exclusive every week. And for the most part, I'd managed to stick to that, which I was fairly proud of. It's the longest I think I'd managed to stick to any kind of schedule for anything. I've always been very, very bad at sticking to schedules. But I could start to feel the burnout creeping up on me. I was starting to lose some momentum and some energy. And I didn't want that to negatively affect things without it being deliberate. You know, I didn't want it to end badly. So yeah, the start of October, I said I was going to slow down and release just 1 thing on YouTube each week and still have the weekly Patreon exclusive. And I did that and it went quite well. Viewership for the YouTube channel was down and it's down again this month. I got fewer views in October than I got in September, the month before. But that's kind of to be expected, right? Because I released less stuff. It's also fair to say that I think on average, the stuff I released performed not as well, but I'm not too worried about that. And I'll talk more about why in a bit. But as far as the schedule goes, I felt in October, I was much more comfortable and I kind of successfully steered away from burnout. And this month, I wanted to try to get back into the regular schedule if I could. I wasn't going to announce it or anything. I was just going to try to do it. And I'm afraid to say, and then I failed spectacularly in that regard. In November this month, I'm not very proud of my frequency of releases. I have released less frequently than I did in October. I'm no longer managing to stick to the schedule of releasing something on YouTube on Saturday and a Patreon exclusive on Sunday. That's what it was always supposed to be. But I haven't managed to stick to that. And I'm not very happy about that. And I think, luckily though, there is a kind of practical reason for that. And that's that I recently started taking medication for ADHD, which I was... I've talked about it before. I was diagnosed finally, you know, in my mid to late 20s at the end of last year. And I'm now finally getting treatment for it. Not on the NHS, I might add, it's private. So a good proportion of your Patreon payments are going towards private medical treatment, which I've never had before. In the UK, it's kind of weird to, you know, get medication privately. It's not a normal thing to do. Most people go through the NHS and it's basically free. Free at the point of use anyway. Obviously, we pay for it via taxes. But yeah, it's expensive. And so far, it's not helping all that much. In fact, I feel as though it is making things worse. At least to a degree. That might just be a coincidence, but I started taking Lisdex amphetamine. Brand names are Elvance or Vyvanse, I'm not sure, in America. It's a stimulant. And some people will say that, I've heard lots of people say that it's really helped with their brain fog, which has always been a problem for me. If I can't hyper-focus on something and really get into flow, if it's just the kind of something I'm averagely interested in, then chances are I'll struggle to focus on it and struggle to think clearly about it. And that's been happening recently with writing in particular. And I've said before that writing is the most time-consuming and difficult part of what I do. Writing the scripts takes about as long as all the other parts of making these audios combined, possibly even longer sometimes, depending on how long the script is. I tend to do my recordings in pretty much one take with very few outtakes, because I'm just kind of good at doing that. And editing doesn't typically take that long either, because I don't have to cut out mistakes. I use punch and roll, so editing's very quick. It's basically just making it sound good and adding sound effects. It doesn't take that long. Writing takes ages, and especially when I can't focus on it. And lately, this month, since I started taking the Lisdex amphetamine, basically, I have found it almost impossible to focus on writing. It's been absurdly difficult. It's like nothing I've ever felt before. I'll write one line of dialogue, one sentence, and then not be able to think clearly about it for another 45 minutes, an hour. I'll get distracted. I'll go and focus on something else to try to clear my mind and reset. You know, just incredibly frustrating, damaging not only to like my pace of work, but my morale as well. Sitting there staring at a blank page, feeling completely unable to think clearly about what it is I want to write, has just made me feel so frustrated and demoralized. And even more so because it seems to be an effect of medication I'm taking that was meant to help. You know, this was the drugs I'm taking are supposed to help with this, not make it worse. But as far as I can tell, it has made it worse. It's also triggered a period of pretty terrible insomnia in me. I'm currently operating on 2.5, maybe 3 hours of sleep. Last night, I lay in bed awake for 5 hours. Maybe I went to bed at 11 p.m. And by 4 a.m., I still hadn't gotten to sleep. I think it may have been 5 a.m. before I actually, you know, fell asleep. So I have very little energy and a huge amount of brain fuzz, which was a problem for me before, and I was hoping these drugs would solve it. It was one of the biggest issues for me in terms of being able to get work done, was the brain fuzz, the fog, not being able to think clearly about things, no matter how hard I tried. And the fact that this hasn't helped, and if anything has made it worse, has made me frustrated. I will say that aside from that, my mental health is in a pretty good place at the moment. I don't feel particularly depressed or anxious. I feel a little anxious about the state of the YouTube channel and things like that. But I'll talk about that in a bit. But otherwise, I feel pretty good. And so it's annoying that this period of a huge amount of brain fog is happening when otherwise I feel pretty motivated. I feel good about what I'm doing and where I am in life. And I feel comfortable and content and happy for the most part, save for this inability to focus on my work. So that's in large part why releases have been so sporadic this month, and for that I apologize. I have tried my very best to still release the quantity of things that patrons, at the very least, are owed, and I don't think I have missed a Patreon exclusive. I think some of them have been a few days late. The most recent Patreon exclusive release was the most late release yet. Hold on, let me go and check when it actually came out. So your boyfriend massages you to help you relax came out 5 days ago on, what was it, Wednesday? It should have came out the previous Sunday. So I was pretty unimpressed with myself there, and I'm sorry about that. Far too late. And this that I'm recording right now it's Tuesday, and this should have gone out on Sunday as the Safe for Work exclusive for that week. That's what this is, this kind of exclusive vlog thing. Don't know. call it a sleep aid, perhaps. I'm trying to talk in a metered, calm way, so maybe this will help you sleep. So, anyway, yeah, that brain fog. I'm not really sure what to do about it. I do have, obviously, a medication review scheduled for a week or so, a week and a half, and I'll bring this up. I'm hesitant to stop taking it, even though I don't think I'm getting any positive effects, because, you know, I don't like changing the medication I take or how much of it I take without the opinion of a medical professional. And I'm not having any of the physical negative side effects. Lisdexamfetamine can cause heart palpitations and high blood pressure, things like that. As far as I can tell, those things are all fine. So my physical health doesn't appear to be at any risk. It's just the lack of sleep and a huge amount of brain fog. It really is. It's like I'm constantly, you know, when you're trying to think of a word, it's just on the tip of your tongue, but you can't quite find it. That's what it's like for me all the time when I'm trying to write a script at the moment. Every word is just on the tip of my tongue and I can't quite reach it. Anyway, that said, I'm working on something at the moment. It's something that should have come out on Saturday, just gone, and is late. I'm sorry. But it's one I'm kind of excited about. I think it's a fun concept, and so I was actually able to get a good amount of writing done today. So, yeah, I don't think this is like, oh, the fog is clearing and everything's going to be fine. I think it's just that I've chosen a concept that I'm particularly interested in, so it's really helping me focus. But when I've written 85 of these things now, not every concept that I have to use is going to excite me massively like that. So that's what I'm struggling with as well, is that, yeah, it's not possible to come up with infinite subjects that excite me a huge amount. Sometimes you have to do, I don't want to call things filler, more mundane, everyday kind of topics. And there's nothing wrong with that. This content is, after all, oh, I said the C word. I hate saying content. These audio role plays are supposed to be, for the most part, relaxing and calming. And so it's okay that sometimes the concepts are a little boring. I have no issue with that. But it's another factor in being unable to focus lately. Oh, man. Oh, man. It's just, I can't tell you how frustrated I have felt to sit down expecting to work and want to do nothing but get your work done. But you simply cannot. You just can't. It's like being paralyzed. It's like sleep paralysis, actually. It feels similar to that. I don't know if you've ever experienced sleep paralysis, but I have in the past. And this unable to focus on a task and think clearly about what I need to do really reminds me of that. When you're experiencing sleep paralysis, you might be lying there in bed and almost hallucinating things, or not almost, actually hallucinating things. You'll see some shadowy figure standing over you threateningly and want to do nothing other than like scream out or try and strike this thing, get it away, or get up and move away from it. But you're not able to. You just have to lie there staring up at it because I don't actually know what the scientific explanation for this is. I assume that maybe the part of your brain that controls motor functions and speech is still asleep, so all you can do is perceive. I don't know. But it almost feels like that, where I'm sitting there at my desk ready to work, and I even maybe have thought of a concept that I want to write. In the past, that was the hardest part, by the way. Often it was coming up with an idea. And then when the idea came into my head, actually turning into a script wasn't so hard. These days, with this extra strong brain fog that I'm experiencing, I can have a pretty strong concept and I can even have bullet pointed it out. But actually starting typing, starting writing the damn thing, it's like my hands are I physically can't move them to get it to happen. Anyway. So I can't even think about what I wanted to talk about now. Okay. Yes, the future and making this better and getting back to the schedule I used to manage. That's my goal, right? I want to get back to making 2 YouTube things a week and 1 Patreon exclusive. I thought it was a good rate of release. I was proud that I managed to do that for 3 or 4 months, I think. And I released a lot in that time, and it was good stuff. And it felt good to be that productive. I really want to get back there. And I've successfully managed to avoid getting burnt out. I don't feel the kind of feelings I do about Phasmida ASMR that I have about projects in the past where I've got burnt out about them. Often, especially with creative projects, I'll start really, really fast and write loads and get loads done, and then I'll burn out and it'll be like, suddenly I don't care and I don't want to do that anymore, ever. I kind of almost hate the thing that I've burnt out on. And I developed these negative associations with them in my head. And I knew I couldn't let that happen with this. And I've managed it by slowing down deliberately. Now getting back up to speed is going to be the challenge. So my plan at the moment is, because I've kind of acknowledged that writing is the bottleneck, right? That's the part that I really need to focus on. Once I've got a script ready to go, actually recording it and editing it doesn't take long and isn't generally affected that much by the brain fog. Those are things that I can typically do almost on autopilot. Acting is just acting. You don't need to think about it. It kind of happens naturally if the script is good enough. And editing just isn't that challenging, frankly. Once you know what you're doing with a piece of software, I use Adobe Audition, then it's not that hard. And I'm typically doing the same kinds of things every time I make an audio. Dropping in sound effects, fading them in and out so that they don't suddenly start and stop playing and it's really obvious. The same kinds of EQ on everything. Not hard. Writing's the hard part. So my plan is to find more writers to commission and commission often and use that as a way to get things back on track. And it might be that that we eventually end up with multiple weeks where you're hearing other people's scripts written by me. But they will be exclusive scripts. I don't really like using the kind of scripts that are offered up on places like ASMR Script Haven. I just want the stuff that you hear from Phasmid ASMR to be exclusive and tailored for my delivery style. I've tried recording those kind of public script offers once or twice in the past, and I've never felt they went particularly well. That's not a criticism of the scripts themselves. It's more that I'm at my best when I'm reading a script that was written for me, with me in mind and the way I speak and the sorts of characters that I vibe with and can, you know, actually get into character as. I've sometimes felt that my scripts are a little samey and my audios can be kind of samey, but maybe that's okay because, you know, you presumably subscribed for a specific kind of vibe. And so everything having that vibe is okay. I'm not pretentious about things like that. I don't mind making things that are quite similar to other things I have made. I don't have a super strong artistic urge to constantly be experimenting. It's nice to do that occasionally, but I don't feel unfulfilled if I'm not constantly pushing the boundaries or anything like that. I'm happy making soft, easy, comfortable stuff for you to relax with that won't challenge you too much. So, commissioning writers. I've commissioned writers in the past, most commonly Leah, who's written some really great stuff for me. And in fact, my most viewed thing on my YouTube channel was written by her. Best Friend Accidentally Gives You a Love Potion. It's brilliant. I love that script. And it's currently sitting at 309,591 views, which is pretty nuts, isn't it? It hit the 300,000 milestone not that long ago, and it just keeps on getting viewed. People just love that one. I don't know what it is about it, but yeah, it did really well. And Leah wrote that one, so clearly we work well together. And so I'll definitely be commissioning Leah in the future as well. But She's quite busy at the moment, so can't fulfill all of my needs for scripts. I've worked with another writer in the past, an old friend of mine, but again, generally a pretty busy person, so I need to find writers to work with. And by the way, if you're listening to this and you know a writer who has some experience, it doesn't need to be super professional experience, but I need them to have a portfolio, and I need to know that they can deliver quickly on time. Let me know, and I may get in touch with them, because I don't really know where to look. I also need to commission artists for thumbnails and things like that. I've said in the past that I use AI for my thumbnails, and I'm not proud of it. I don't. I recognize the problems that people have morally with AI image generation, and I mostly agree with those issues. The problem for me was that, well, in the early days, I simply couldn't afford to commission an artist for my thumbnails. Now I definitely can, and I would like to, but the issue is that I typically am making things right up to a deadline. I will finally come up with a concept I want to do, and then write it and record it and edit it and release it within a couple of days. So there isn't time to wait for someone to make thumbnail art for it, but I want to fix that. I want to start producing things further in advance, so there's time to make art and get thumbnail art commissioned for every one of my audios and pay an artist, give an artist work. That's the plan. And I want to kind of start by going over my old audios, my backlog, and redoing the thumbnails for those. And I kind of have something in the works for that. But yeah, if you know an artist who's looking for that kind of work and you think would kind of suit my vibe, and most importantly, wouldn't despise working with me for the fact that I have used AI in my thumbnails up until now, which again, I'm not proud of, but I understand people are rightfully angry about it. Let me know, because I want to give an artist work. I'm going to start commissioning writers more often to fill in the gaps where I am struggling. Hopefully I won't have to do that forever, because I am a writer, you know, that's my main thing, I think, at least it has been until recently. I'm starting to think of myself more as a performer than a writer. I think I've kind of realized that the thing I enjoy most about this is the performance, not the writing, but I do still enjoy writing very much. And I want to keep doing it, and I'm not going to stop doing that. And I hope I'll be able to get back to a headspace where I can write a lot regularly instead of having to delay things. Of course, I hope that medication review will help too. I'm currently on the lowest dose of lisdexamfetamine, 30 milligrams per day. I don't know if some medication is weird, right? In the past, I've taken, what's that drug that begins with M for depression or anxiety? Mirtazapine. And that's a drug where some of the effects are increased when you take a lower dose. And then when you increase the dose, some of the side effects of it decrease. Not really sure how that works, but I know that's the case with some drugs. I don't know if it's true of lisdexamfetamine. I could just look it up. But I'm thinking possibly taking a higher dose, although the low dose seems to have made my brain fog worse, possibly taking a higher dose will make it better. I don't know. Obviously, I'm going to talk to my clinician about that in med review. Eventually, I hope I will find a dose or a different drug that does actually help me with this, so that I'm able to focus, think clearly, and write scripts of my own on schedule again. But I am, trust me when I say I'm trying my best at the moment, and I'm incredibly frustrated at how often I have been unable to deliver what I owe you on time. I'm not proud of it. And saying this isn't, by the way, I don't want sympathy. I don't want you to say, oh, Faz, it's okay that you haven't delivered what we've paid for. Because it's not okay. I'm not, if I was you, if I was on the receiving end of this and I had subscribed to someone's Patreon who's, let's be real, already making plenty of money from it, and then they didn't deliver what they said they were going to deliver in their pledges, I'd be pretty annoyed, I think. I mean, maybe not annoyed. I'd be understanding, especially if it was because of mental health things. But, you know, I wouldn't be all like, it's okay, you can go as slowly as you want. Because at the end of the day, you know, you're paying me £10 a month, $10 a month, $12 a month, whatever it is. $12 a month, £10 a month, plus tax. So a little bit more than that. And on multiple occasions, I haven't delivered what you've paid for, and that's not good enough. So I either need to get my head together and find a way to focus on this stuff myself, or find another source for scripts. So I'm going to do one of those two things, and I'll start by commissioning writers again. I think I talked in circles a little bit there. Sorry if I repeated myself, but this is a ramble. I made a little bullet point list. Have I got anything else to talk about? Not really, in terms of like what's happening in the future. I just wanted to acknowledge that my release schedule has fallen apart and tell you what I'm going to try to do to fix that. I also wanted to say, if you have cancelled your subscription because of the infrequency of releases or the broken up schedule, I completely understand, and there are no hard feelings at all. If you subscribe for a month and immediately cancel, like then in the next minute, because you only want to sub for a month, obviously no hard feelings. You've still given me your money. If it's if even only for a month, I'm incredibly grateful for that. And if you decide that you know the value for you is in regular delivery and you really need something new regularly to, you know, want to keep giving me your money, then I'll understand. So yeah, it's on me. It's up to me to keep the schedule up and actually provide value. So I said earlier that I'd talk about the numbers that the YouTube channel is doing and how views and have kind of been a little bit down and how I'm feeling about that. And I want to talk about YouTube in general, because there have been some happenings of late in the kind of ASMR roleplay scene involving YouTube and their monetization policies. But yeah, so my channel, the numbers are down right now. I'm looking at the channel analytics panel in YouTube Studio for the last 28 days. Currently, in the last 28 days, I've got 332,700 views in total across the whole channel, which is below my typical range, it says. There's a little grey arrow pointing down, which is the arrow of doom. It's the arrow that tells you that you're not doing very well. And it says if I hover over it, that my typical range in a 28-day period is 343 to 452,000. I attribute that in the most part to having released less stuff. So there are less things in the last 28 days to get views. But I also recognize that the algorithm is probably punishing me a little for not releasing regularly. So even if I reduced my uploads from twice a week to once a week, if I managed to keep it regular and release at the same time every Saturday, my understanding is the algorithm likes that. But the algorithm does not like if you become sporadic and people don't know when to navigate to your channel and see what you've uploaded recently. I'm not worried that this is going to cause the death of the channel or anything right now, but I think if things kept going as they are, it could result in the algorithm deciding, okay, this guy's not making stuff like he used to. I'm just going to not put his stuff in front of people anymore. It could really result in a bit of a death spiral. You have to be careful about this stuff. And I'm a little nervous about that because while I don't care about income from YouTube, I've actually turned my ads off pretty much completely across the channel. And I'll talk about that in a bit. I don't care about the income from YouTube. It is obviously the main way, pretty much the only way, that people find my Patreon. And that's where my real income comes from. I don't currently use any other platforms. I've said in the past, I really should start putting my stuff on like TikTok. Instagram Reels is a thing, so maybe I should put it on there too. I'm old. I don't really understand those platforms. I should use YouTube Shorts too. That's a big thing. I made one single YouTube short one time and it did reasonably well. Let's see, what it's done 21,000 views. So that's pretty average, below average, considering how old it is. That was in June. I should definitely do more of that stuff. And I should market my Patreon outside of YouTube, because that's what YouTube essentially is to me, is a marketing platform for my Patreon account. right? That's where the money is. Obviously, I'm grateful to people who just watch on YouTube and don't give me money monthly on Patreon just for watching. It's helpful. But yeah, I have ads off. So yeah, I don't earn money from YouTube, but I am worried that if it goes a certain way, I won't get that funnel through to Patreon anymore. Little nervous, but I think I can pull it back. You know, I just need to get back to releasing on schedule again. And like I say, commissioning a writer regularly to write scripts for me is my plan there. Does mean I'll be spending more money at the moment. Producing an audio costs me nothing. I write it and record it and edit it myself. So there's a zero cost to making my stuff. But I'm okay with, you know, losing a bit of the direct income from each video because, well, I make enough of it now. I should spread it around a bit. I'm not afraid of talking about money. A lot of people on Patreon turn their monthly amount off. I kind of understand why, to a degree. Talking about how much you earn is seen as something of a taboo in some countries, at least certainly in the UK. And I don't mean talking about it in a boastful way. I'm not typically a boastful person. I think, generally speaking, it empowers workers to know how much other workers are making, because then you kind of know, if everyone knows what everybody else is earning, then you know what's fair. That's the only way to know if you're being paid less than you should be, by knowing what everybody else is being paid, right? I've always felt this way. When I had a quote-unquote normal job and I worked in an office, I would regularly try to strike up conversations about pay with my colleagues to make sure that everybody was being treated fairly. But that social taboo is really, really strong. People typically hate talking about how much they earn each month. Anyway, I leave it switched on so you can see that I certainly earn enough to pay writers and artists, and that's what I intend to do. And hopefully that will help. And then also, yes, I really should diversify the platforms that I use. I think right now I'm struggling enough with time management as it is, and my focus is on making stuff for you. So the extras, like making clips, using TikTok, using Instagram, whatever, all that stuff, that can come later when I'm back on track with delivering what you have paid for. That's my number one priority, is making stuff for you. As it stands right now, despite the YouTube numbers generally being kind of down this month and not looking all that hot, Patreon is doing very well indeed. I can't say I have noticed a drop in new paid members on Patreon or anything like that. The numbers are all looking good. I'm incredibly grateful about that. Because, yeah, I suppose now I'll talk about the YouTube happenings in the ASMR roleplay space. So quite a few of my peers, fellow ASM artists doing the same kinds of things as me, have had lots of problems recently over the last few months, over the last year, really, with more and more of their uploads getting demonetized or ads limited. I've never actually had an audio of mine be completely demonetized, where you can't run ads at all on it, but I have had plenty be ads limited, where only ads of a certain type will run, and those are typically ads that don't pay as much. For a while, I would, if I thought it was unjust, to be honest with you, there are a couple of audios I've uploaded where I thought, yeah, you know what, fair enough. This is kind of dancing on the line of what's acceptable according to YouTube's terms of service. But other times, it's happened to audios where it's completely innocent and wholesome. You know, at most, there's a little kiss, but it's not like sexually gratifying or anything like that. And I see absolutely no reason why that should be ads limited. And, you know, there's nothing in YouTube's terms of service that suggests that things like that should be ads limited. So for a while, when those things were getting limited ads, I would request human appeal. Sometimes the appeal would be successful and the human reviewer would say, oh, yeah, okay, no, the algo has mislabeled that. There's nothing wrong with this. You can run full ads. But that would always take like 5 days or so, about a week. And at that point, you know, it's not getting many views anymore. Most things get a huge proportion of their views in the first day or two. So those first few days having limited ads then having full ads turned on after that means that they just weren't earning any money from ads. The last straw for me was I did a 1 hour long sleep aid. I'm trying to find it now. Too much on my channel. I've simply made too much stuff. But I did a 1 hour long sleep aid, or was it half an hour long? I can't remember. Anyway, and it was literally just in the first couple of minutes, the partner character, your boyfriend, comes home from work or whatever. He's had a late night at work, something like that. And he crawls into bed next to you, tells you he loves you, gives you a little kiss on the cheek, and goes to sleep. And the rest of the audio after the first like 2 or 3 minutes is literally just this fella breathing while he's sleeping. It doesn't sound like heavy breathing like someone might do when they're having sex, for example. It doesn't sound anything like that at all. It is literally just someone breathing, the most basic human function. And it got ads limited by the algorithm. I requested human review, and the human reviewer agreed with the algorithm and said it was sexually gratifying. It's literally a human being breathing. Yeah. So at that point, I just decided, fuck it. Honestly, the ads aren't worth it anyway. I'm earning 100 times more than I would from ads on Patreon, more than that. I don't need to run ads and get paid a pittance. My patrons are all I need. I love you lot, by the way. Thank you for giving me the ability to do this. And it's always been my goal, right, to not have to rely on ads, by the way, because ads in general suck. I hate advertisement as an industry. And they don't pay much. They just don't pay much. Right, my estimated revenue for the channel for the last 28 days is 62 quid. That's because there are some old videos that still have ads turned on. I didn't want to go back and turn off monetization on all my stuff in bulk, mainly because I'm afraid of what that would do algorithmically. Like, big changes like that can sometimes help and actually give all your stuff a boost, but other times it can just mess everything up and result in nothing getting suggested anymore. So I don't monetize my new stuff. Some old stuff still, you'll still see ads on and it's still monetized because I just don't want to mess with it. But new stuff, no monetization, it's turned off. And yeah, I'm not missing that income. It's income I didn't really get anyway. At its peak, I think the most I ever earned from YouTube ads, from AdSense, was maybe £150 in a month. And in that month, I made thousands from Patreon. So why on earth would I put any time and effort into making sure my stuff is monetized on YouTube when it was such a tiny, tiny, tiny proportion of my income? And I think it's better for everybody and a more enjoyable viewing experience when there are no ads running anyway. Actually, I say that. I don't know if when I turn monetization off, ads actually still run on a video, but I just don't get any of the money. Like, I don't know if it still runs ads, but YouTube keeps it all. I hope that when I turn monetization off, as I have for all of my, you know, current videos, that it means that you don't see any ads, but possibly not. YouTube might still be making money there. I should look into that. I don't want them to be making money off my stuff when I'm not. You know what I mean? That would be worse. Anyway, no monetization, don't care. Thank you, patrons. Very, very grateful. Others have not been in that position. I'm incredibly lucky and privileged that I've been able to build up such an income from Patreon. Others have not made it a focus, or, you know, just haven't seen the same level of success for whatever reason, and were relying, at least to a degree, on that income from YouTube ads. And so some of my peers are really struggling now. And I've also said, I meant to say this earlier, saying it now, I guess. Another reason I stopped requesting review is that I realized that there is a chance every time I request review on a video that one human at YouTube will just decide, this guy's channel is, you know, kind of towing the line too often with regards to what's acceptable. And there's a risk that the channel could be deleted. Now, while I don't care about demonetization, the channel being deleted would be a disaster for me, right? I need YouTube as a way of letting people know about Patreon. That's what it exists for. And so, yeah, that risk of the channel being deleted just so I could earn £100 a month from ads, not worth it. So that's kind of the other reason I stopped requesting a review. I don't want human beings who work at YouTube to be aware of my channel. I'm quite happy for their automated systems to keep demonetizing me as long as they let me keep my channel and use it for, you know, just as a platform for promotion, basically. A free platform to put my stuff on and let people know that they can pay for extra stuff if they want. That's what YouTube is to me. And I don't want that to go. And some of the other ASM artists who were struggling with this and had been completely demonetized or whatever had started putting together a petition and things like that to try to get YouTube to change their policies. I think the petition is well-meaning, but for the most part, I don't think it's a good idea. And I did not sign that petition because, again, I don't want humans at YouTube to know about me. I'm happy to just stay in the shadows, keep making stuff, keep letting people know that there's Patreon if they want it. That's my relationship with YouTube, as far as I'm concerned. So that was the whole thing. And yeah, I've said to a couple of people since that, I think your best bet, if you want to turn this into your income and do it like full time, is focus on providing really good value to patrons. Make stuff regularly, make it high quality, and love your patrons. So that's what I focused on, and it's worked well for me, and I'm going to keep doing things that way. I just hope that it works for others too. Right, that's enough talking about that stuff. I don't like talking about, you know, doing what I do in that kind of way, because it makes it sound very business-like, you know, makes it sound very much like I'm pure doing this for the income. It's certainly a factor these days because it is my full-time job. But I started this as a hobby and as something that I could do to enjoy it and to give some people something nice to listen to. And that's still my main goal. But it is also my income now. So there's some cognitive dissonance there, you know, thinking about something that you think has artistic value and that you enjoy doing and that other people enjoy as art. But it's also work and your job, and it's tied up in these difficult money systems. I mean, I hate money anyway. I'm an anti-capitalist. I don't like money. I wish it didn't exist. I wish it didn't need to exist, but it does. And this is how I make it, which is mental, by the way. Thank you. I don't say it often enough. Thank you so much for giving me your money. Other people would say thank you for supporting me, but I'm like, thank you for giving me your money. I like being straightforward. Thank you for giving me your money, but thank you for supporting me morally as well. I am very, very grateful when people say in the comments and things, if I say, oh, sorry, this was a bit late, I've, you know, been struggling with focus or whatever, people are often very, very kind. So course fans will be here, you know, be kind to yourself. I appreciate it. I think there's probably a proportion of people who were like, oh, fuck you, guy. We're giving you loads of money for this. Get to work. Crack the whip. I don't mind. That's okay, too. But if you're one of the nice ones, I really appreciate it. But above all else, I'm grateful that you lot have given me a job that I love, despite struggling with focus and things at the moment. I do still love doing this and want to do it forever. And that's great. I really needed a way out of the work I was doing before. I was a web developer. Most of you probably already know. I hated it. I wasn't good at it. I didn't enjoy it. It was making me miserable. So the fact that I can do this now as a job, incredible. What an experience. It's got highs and lows. It's difficult sometimes. I do occasionally have like these little periods where I'm like, oh God, what's the true artistic value of what I'm doing? Is this really any good? Is this high quality? Is this, you know, trash that I'm making? But for the most part, I don't think that way. I'm content. I'm happy in what I'm doing. And I'm proud of the stuff I make. And I'm proud that I've built all this up, you know? And I'm grateful too. What am I saying? This is truly a ramble now. My God, almost 45 minutes of nonsense. Okay, folks. I think I've said all I wanted to say. So I'm going to wrap it up. In summary, thank you all so much for your continued support and for your continued money. God, I'm sorry that the schedule's been a bit wonky lately. And I just wanted to let you know that I'm aware and I'm not I don't want it to be like this forever. I'm certainly not getting lazy because I feel like I have all this income now. I don't need to work so hard. I want to get back to the schedule I used to work to, 3 releases a week. That's where I wanted to be. It felt really good to make that much stuff. It felt brilliant. I'm just not capable of it right now. The brain first, man. Otherwise, I'm happy and motivated, and I'm excited to get back to where I want to be. Just got to find the right combination of brain chemicals. But apologies until then. Like I said, if you feel the need to unsubscribe because of my dodgy schedule, I understand. If, on the other hand, you stick with me and keep supporting me, despite things not being released on time or as frequently as they once were, well, to you, I am especially grateful. And I trust you will see dividends down the line when I get my head back in the right place. I'm saying this as though things are all shutting down and I'm about to go on a massive hiatus. So just to be clear, I've absolutely no plans of stopping or anything like that. I'm not going to go on a break or a hiatus. I've just slowed down a little bit while I make sure I don't get burnt out. But I'm still making stuff. I got one in the pipeline right now. It'll be out this week for sure. Not sure when exactly. I want to get it out as soon as possible because it was supposed to be out last week. But it'll be out this week. And it's fun and good and you'll like it. And after that, there'll be another one. No hiatus, no break. I need to keep the momentum up to a degree. So that's that. Thank you for listening to this. If you did use this as a sleep aid and you're asleep now, I hope you sleep well. If you were using this as a sleep aid, but you haven't managed to get off to sleep just yet, I'm sorry about that. There's nothing worse than a sleep aid audio finishing before you've managed to get to sleep. It happened to me just a couple of nights ago, and it's the worst feeling. You suddenly get wrenched out of the reality you were in, and it wakes you right back up again. Anyway, if you're asleep, sweet dreams. If you listen to this in full consciousness, thank you. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.